As we heard on the news, the US National Guard has been deployed to Minneapolis as protests continued for a third night over the death of an unarmed black man. George Floyd died on Monday after a police officer knelt on his neck in the street. A Minneapolis Police Department Central Precinct building was set on fire during the disturbances. The officer involved in Monday's incident and three others have all been sacked, but Mr. Floyd's family want them to face murder charges. Early this morning, the US President Donald Trump tweeted, "Any difficulty and we will assume control, but when the looting starts, the shooting starts." This report from Tommy Meskell.
We got gunshots, guys.
People run from what sounds like gunshots at the burning police station in Minneapolis. The inferno has become a focal point of violent protests, which have now run into a third night. As the building was set alight, fire officers looked on, trying to figure out the best way to respond.
We have to really consider the safety of our firefighters in those areas, so we're being very, very cautious. I know I'm going to make an assessment of that situation around the 3rd Precinct building. And if we can go in and attempt to make a fire attack in that structure, we will.
46-year-old George Floyd died on Monday. The unarmed black man lay on the ground as an officer knelt on his neck. His final words, "I can't breathe." They were the same words chanted by protesters. The demonstration has seen looting, cars set alight, and at least one instance of a car driven into a crowd. That's despite an early plea from the vice president of the city council, Andrea Jenkins, for calm.
I want to remind all of the people that are in the streets protesting, you have every absolute right to be angry, to be upset, to be mad, to express your anger. However, you have no right to perpetrate violence and harm on the very communities that you say that you are standing up for.
But divisions run deep. At a rally yesterday, Al Sharpton, a civil rights activist, addressed the crowd.
There are probable cause right now. You have a deceased person. You have a tape showing how he was deceased. You have a tape showing the other three police did nothing to prevent it. Then they should tell these four police what they tell all of us in the hood. Mm-hmm. Tell it to the judge.
Gwen Carr, whose son Eric Garner died in 2014 after being placed in a banned police chokehold, said this case is akin to salt in an old wound.
As you know, this happened to me almost 6 years ago. And this is just opening up an old wound, pouring salt into it. They keep coming into, the police officers come into our neighborhoods. They brutalize, they terrorize, they murder our children, and we have done nothing.
I can't breathe!
The U.S. National Guard has been deployed to Minneapolis. Yesterday, the senior federal prosecutor in the state of Minnesota, Erica McDonald, said her team had made the investigation its top priority. But the violence continues, the fires burn, and the anger shows no sign of abating.
Tommy Meskell reporting there.